What you were looking at here are the dead children of Sandy Hook, the Sandy Hook school shooting massacre in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, Newton, Connecticut, at the NFL Super Bowl 2013 Super Bowl. Alive and well, and I'm going to prove it to you. We're going to go down the list one by one, and I'm going to demonstrate to you and show you these so-called dead children. First, we're going to go with this young lady here. This that you're looking at here is the MySandyHookFamily.org website that they recently put up. Let's take a look at Olivia. This is Olivia. Olivia Rose Engel. Now, what you have to do is you have to understand that these photos, not the one you're looking at here, or actually the one you're looking at here, were taken 4 to 6 years prior to the Sandy Hook event. The photos of the children I'm going to show you are 4 to 6 years old, even though they were released as being current photos during the Sandy Hook movie, the Sandy Hook hoax. I'm going to show you that there are the older photos of these children and the current photos. The children that they're using to go to these events called the Sandy Hook children, Sandy Hook kids go to the Super Bowl, Sandy Hook kids go to Disney, Sandy Hook kids go to the Boston bombing. I'm going to show you all these photos and match up these kids for you and prove to you once and for all, Sandy Hook was a movie and a hoax. So here is Olivia Rose. Let's take a look at some other photos of her. Here are a few more photos of Olivia. So you got her image in your mind? Here is Olivia, well and alive at the Super Bowl, 4 to 6 years after the images were taken of her and these other children. 4 to 6 years older, now around 12 or 13 years old, instead of 5 and 6 year olds. Olivia. Here she is again at the Super Bowl. Olivia. Here she is again at the Super Bowl. Olivia. Supposed to be a dead child. 5 to 6 years, 4 to 6 years later. Olivia Rose Engel, still alive. Now for Charlotte Helen Bacon, supposedly killed at the Sandy Hook School Massacre movie. Let's take a look at some of the photos. Here is Charlotte in several photos that were released around the Sandy Hook event time. Here is Charlotte at the Super Bowl. Still alive and well. You can pay attention to the various features. Keep it in mind that this is the photos that you see at the Super Bowl are 4 to 6 years later after the original photos were taken that were released 4 to 6 years later of the younger child at the Sandy Hook movie. Here is Charlotte again at the Super Bowl as a 12, 13-year-old child. You can see how tall she is now. Charlotte, alive and well. Now for AVL Rose Richmond, Sandy Hook child that was supposedly killed December 14th, 2012. Still alive and at the Super Bowl. Here's Aveli with her parents. Pay close attention to the chin and the jaws and the eyes and the hair color. Now let's look at her at the Super Bowl. Here she is at the Super Bowl. See the chin, the jawline, the hair color, curly hair. Let's take another look. Her with her parents 4 to 6 years ago. And here she is at the Super Bowl. Let's look again. With her mom and dad. and other various photos of her. Like here, 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 and over here. At the Super Bowl. Here she is again, another photo from the Super Bowl. Almost 2 months after they were supposedly killed. These photos are current photos compared to the 4 to 6 year old photos they released during Sandy Hook as the children that were killed. Here is Josephine Gay. You know, this little girl. Josephine Gay, supposedly killed at Sandy Hook, December 14th, 2012. Live in February at the Super Bowl. Josephine Gay. Josephine Gay at the Super Bowl. Let's take another look. You see, Josephine Gay wore glasses most of the time in older photos. Okay? Josephine wore glasses at the Super Bowl. Same hair color, same lips, glasses, hairline. Josephine Gay having a swing with a Ravens shirt on. The Ravens played at the Super Bowl. Josephine Gay with her glasses at the Super Bowl. Now for Ben Wheeler, supposedly killed at the Sandy Hook shooting massacre in Newton, Connecticut. Ben Wheeler, photo released during the Sandy Hook fiasco. See the gentle eyes, gentle face, gentle lips, hair color. Ben Wheeler at the Super Bowl. Let's take another look. Ben Wheeler killed at Sandy Hook. Ben Wheeler at the Super Bowl. Ben Wheeler image released during the Super Bowl. Ben Wheeler at the Super Bowl. Ben Wheeler at the Super Bowl. Ben Wheeler, Sandy Hook. Now for Emily Parker's time in the spotlight. Emily Parker, supposedly killed at the Sandy Hook movie. Emily Parker, paying close attention to the mouth, nose, jawline, of course, hair color. Emily Parker at the Super Bowl. Emily Parker at the Super Bowl. Emily Parker. Emily Parker. Sandy Hook kid up is Caroline Previdi, P-R-E-V-I-D-I. On the MySandyHookFamily.org, there is no link available for that person. So therefore, I'm just going to show you a different image. This is her here. Okay. There you have Caroline Previdi, one of the images released from the during the Sandy Hook. Now let's look at her a few years older at the Super Bowl. Caroline Previdi at the Super Bowl. So you're probably saying to yourself, how can these children be alive? Well, it has to do because this whole thing with Sandy Hook was a hoax. It was a movie. It was a production put on to get your guns and get your money. Now, why would I say money? Because if you look at the Sandy Hook family website, you will find out that the links that go to all of these children are all about the money. I'm going to pull those links down so you can see them all. I believe you can see those. If not, I'm going to go to one of the pages, for instance. Okay, let's go to Charlotte. Okay, give you a little story about her, and then there's the Newtown Kindness. Newtown Kindness, if you go to that, you will see pretty quickly that on the main page when you get here, there is a donate button. They're looking for your donations, even though they've collected tens of millions of dollars at this point. They still want more money, and they want your guns. Let's keep going. Here's Caroline again at the Super Bowl. Another angle. Another look. And here's Caroline again. Another angle, side pose. Caroline Previty, once again, at the Super Bowl. There she is on the right. Another shot, Caroline Previty, at the Super Bowl. Couple of months after she was supposed to be dead, yet strangely 4 to 6 years older. Caroline Previty. Okay, so let's continue. Here's Grace Audrey McDonald on the MySandyHookFamily.org website set up by the families of Sandy Hook. Here's Grace McDonald. Very recognizable chin, cheeks, and mouth, and eyes. Long blonde hair. Here's Grace McDonald, Super Bowl. Don't worry, you'll get to see another picture. See the chin, see the mouth, long blonde hair. Grace McDonald at the Super Bowl. Long, thin chin, thinner eyes, long blonde hair. See the chin, mouth, so on. And there's your chin, your mouth, eyes, and long blonde hair. Grace McDonald. Let's keep moving. Daniel Barden. Daniel Barden. He was a pretty small kid. As you can see, he has a unique kind of little face. Some dark brown, almost some reddish hair, dark brown. Daniel Barden, 4 to 6 years later, at the Super Bowl. Daniel Barden. Daniel Barden. Jessica Ricos, Sandy Hook photo released by the families. Jessica Ricos. Jessica Ricos. Jessica Ricos. Jessica Ricos. If this is your first time seeing something like this and understanding that, or questioning that Sandy Hook, or at this point it's just completely case closed. But if this is your first time seeing this kind of information, I suggest you clicking on my channel name, Logic Before Authority, and going and looking at the videos over the last few days that I have put up. They are in reference to it. There are some that I did recently, and there are some that I did in the past, and they will give you an idea as to what's going on.